If you've been wanting to work with me one-on-one, this is for you. If you're an ambitious woman balancing the demands of motherhood and your career, or you're a business owner and you're done talking about your challenges and you are determined not only to find a solution, but to feel alive and energized while getting the support you need, I've got you. There's nothing more frustrating than asking for help only to feel like it's one more thing added to your to-do list. Head on over to heatherchauvin.com/focus. Take 2 minutes, fill out the application to work with me one-on-one, and we'll be in touch. One of my strengths and what my clients always tell me is I have a gift of looking at your current situation and showing you exactly where you need to focus to get the results your soul is craving. My work is designed to empower women like you to reclaim your capacity, increase profits, and strengthen your relationships. Join the countless women already seeing incredible results. Picture having me by your side every step of the way, ensuring your success. Visit Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/focus, and apply today. That's heatherchauvin.com/focus.
The hypocrisy of modern parenting and why doing more for your children is not making them better.
Hey, it's Heather Chauvin. Wife, mother of three boys, former social worker, breadwinner, recovering hustler, and stage 4 cancer survivor. I'm not a fan of that term, by the way. Beyond all of these titles and labels, I'm a human being, just like you, attempting to navigate it all while feeling good. My goal on this podcast is to show you that you can live an energized, sustainable life, both at home and in your work. It doesn't matter if you stay at home full time, if you work from home, you're a CEO, a successful business owner, or trying to find some inspiration. On this show, I attempt to keep it real with stories, interviews, and random thoughts. This is not a business or career podcast, and it's not a parenting podcast. It's both and so much more. You will laugh. You may even cry. And you may even get a little frustrated with the truth you've been hiding from yourself. I believe all human behavior is a language, whether it's through your child's behavior, your health, or a relationship. And when we learn to listen instead of react, we begin to understand what it truly means to feel alive and in control. It's time to put your big girl pants on and find your brave. Let's go.
Hey ladies, I am back, and today we're going to be talking about conscious parenting. This is a topic near and dear to my heart. It is also the core of why I do absolutely everything in my personal and professional life. As a former social worker, I used to work with families, and I fell in love with understanding your child's behavior. And now in my business, I see all human behavior as an opportunity for growth. When you have a core belief that life is supposed to feel good, let me say that again. When you have a core belief that life is supposed to feel good, you begin to understand that when you chronically do not feel good, that is your cue to get back in alignment. That is your cue that something is off. It's the exact same thing as if your body, you get a pain, a muscle pain, and you go somewhere, you go see a healthcare practitioner, and they're like, oh yeah, you're out of alignment. And they help you get back in alignment, and it might take some consistency and nurturing, but you are not supposed to be in chronic pain. That is not the point of living. But there is a difference between temporary discomfort and suffering. And for a cultural society that dislikes feeling uncomfortable, we then form disease, we form addictions, we form habits that are not in alignment, that are not serving our bigger, better purpose. So when people ask me, and I get this all the time, Heather, can I just have a quick tip? Can I just have, what's the quickest way? What's the quickest strategy? And my answer is not typically something that they like. The quickest way to anything is to do the work that you don't want to do the work that makes you incredibly uncomfortable, to stop avoiding your pain and discomfort. And on the other side of that is everything that you desire. The life, the relationships, the freedom, the time, the energy, everything, the money. So as a parent, when you are teaching this to your children, you can't if you're not living it. So modern parenting around this addiction to busy, because we are avoiding our feelings, the addiction to do it all, the addiction to make sure that it's perfect, the addiction to not feeling our big emotions, the addiction to helicoptering around our children to make sure that they don't feel their big emotions, is causing generational trauma. And it allows your children to grow up numbing their emotions. And again, finding addictive patterns, which are not necessarily traditionally drugs and alcohol. It can be TV, it could be video games, it could be lack of motivation, it could be dimming their light to keep other people comfortable, thinking that there's something wrong with them because they have a human emotion called anger, not knowing how to express that anger correctly. So then what happens is they get in trouble for their anger because it's displaced. I feel like during this whole pandemic that's going on, we are being put in a petri dish. And we're being asked to look at what we've been resisting. So if you resisted creating a financial stable life for yourself because you had a belief that you had to work 40, 80 hours a week working a job that pays, that just pays the bills, and you just kept doing it and doing it and doing it, but you never asked yourself, What if there's a pandemic? What if we get sick? What if I can't work for 6 months? And you looked forward and started asking yourself, are we financially stable? Is this financially sustainable? And if the answer is no, and then you decide to do something about it, you're creating alignment. All human behavior is a language. If you've avoided taking care of yourself because you feel guilty every single time you put a drop in your cup first, every single time you do something that fulfills you, if you feel guilty and you live your life from that place of guilt because you do not know how to manage that emotion, you do not know how to do it anyways and feel the guilt, you will find yourself during this time feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, angry, resentful, and maybe triggered by the statement I just made. Would you be able to sit there with your grown child who maybe has their own children and look at them when they say to you, I'm depleted. I'm overwhelmed. I'm exhausted. I have no idea how to do this all. Mom, please help me. And if you look at them and say, honey, I am so sorry. I don't know how to help you because I refused to figure out how to help myself. During this process, I've been reading articles on how to break the news to your children about COVID. How to break the news, the anxiety that is written in these children. And I'm telling you right now, we are only afraid of what we are taught to be afraid of. Let me repeat that again. We are only afraid of what we've been taught to be afraid of. It all starts with you. Now, I want you to think about school, whether it was your grade school, high school, if you had post-secondary education. And I want you to think about a professor, a teacher, a mentor, somebody who had a positive impact on your life. I can think of, off the top of my head, at least two teachers. And one was a grade 8 teacher. And I remember he took a stand for me. He knew I was struggling, both academically, emotionally, and at home. And he had this way of being, not only with myself, but everybody in the class, where he actually started teaching us emotional intelligence very early. And I remember we started meditating in class. And actually, I remember we would lay on like the mats in the gym, from those the gym mats. And we would listen, I don't know why, but I mean, back then, the music was awful, the spa music, but it was like seagulls, like awful seagulls in this guided meditation. It was just the music though. There was no words. And he would just turn the lights off and say, okay guys, we have 5 minutes here. Just lay on the mat and we would listen to this music. And I think he was very forward thinking for his time. And at recess, sometimes he would make me stay in and write a gratitude journal. And he would say, what good happened to you today? I'm like, I don't know. I woke up. I was miserable and he knew it. And I also struggled with reading and writing. And he would allow me to verbally do my spelling, tests one-on-one before or after school or during recess. Because I was so incredibly shy and anxious to say it out loud. And I had such a hard time writing. He met me where I was at, but he also became the person that I needed to guide me. He never shamed me for not being able to do it like everybody else. He saw my behavior as a language. He read my behavior. And then he gave me tools and strategies to help me process my emotion. And in hindsight, I had absolutely no idea that this is what he was doing. I had no idea that he had to become the person that I needed to guide me. So there are no problem children. There are no anxious children. There are no children with ADD, ADHD, and autism. There are no unmotivated teenagers. These are labels that as adults we've constructed from our ego and have placed on these children to categorize them. But what if we didn't see the lack of motivation? What if we didn't see the learning disabilities? And I'm using that with air quotes. What if we didn't see the behavior issues, air quotes, and we saw the soul, the spirit, the child, and we calmed the fuck down ourselves and we took 5 steps back. We took a deep inhale and a deep exhale. And we said to ourselves, what is this child awakening within me? Who do I need to become? What skill do I need to develop in order to teach this child how to do the same? And if you're asking yourself, Heather, I have no idea what skill. If you're curious about your child's anxiety, do you know how to manage your own anxiety? If you're going to be the teacher that you were chosen to be, you have to know how to use the tool yourself. If you don't understand your child's big emotions, their anger, their resistance, their sadness, their rage, their happiness, their excitement, are you familiar with all of those emotions yourself? If you're triggered by your child's lack of motivation, do you understand how to move through your own lack of motivation? Do you understand? Ease is on the other side of discomfort. And when you move within this, is where the magic happens. Ladies, I am so grateful for you. And this was my Friday reflect and review call. And I have one favor to ask. I haven't brought on any sponsors for this show. The only thing that I sponsor is my own programs and what I have coming up. And then of course, here and there, I'll talk about other things that I use. But I don't bore you with annoying ads. And I would love, love, love to continue to be able to do so. And in order to do that, of course, I need to be able to reach more people. So my ask of you today is if you have gained any value from this podcast and you know how to rate and review a podcast on iTunes, please do. When every review that you put on iTunes allows us to touch more lives. And if you have one friend that would benefit from this particular podcast, please take a screenshot or use the copy link and send it their way. I so appreciate you. And if you want to send me a DM on Instagram, just head on over there and find me at Heather Chauvin _. And just know you are not alone. Feeling in control is possible. And you can live a life beyond your wildest dreams, especially while raising a family. Thank you.
I sometimes joke that I wish I taught people how to make green smoothies for a living, but I know I'm doing that because I'm trying to run away from what brings me joy. And what brings me joy is helping women and men, families in general, and children feel alive. And sometimes that journey to feeling alive is painful. It's emotionally uncomfortable, and it's not always easy. This is why I created the Aligned Life Quiz. So if you're tired of being tired, you want to stop just surviving, and you want to find out exactly where to focus and access realistic tools to confidently manage your energy, emotions, and impact, you can head on over to Heather Chauvin, chauvin.com/life quiz. It takes you 2 minutes and it's going to show you, I call them internal leadership skills. Where do you need to focus your energy and attention for the quickest results? And also, which phase are you living in? So head on over to heatherchauvin.com/life quiz to take the Aligned Life Quiz right now. If you're ready to stop just surviving and you want to start thriving, but you don't know how to manage it all, go there. It will take you 2 minutes and it will change your life. I also on the inside show you which podcast episodes to listen to based on your quiz results. heatherchauvin.com/life, L-I-F-E, quiz.